Welcome to the fifth edition of Rossville Remembers Oral Histories, brought to you by the Rossville Community Library, recorded on May 28, 2014. Part of the mission of this project is to collect, record, and share Rossville stories, both old and new. Today, John A. Wiener is with us, sharing his memories of Wiener's businesses, as well as some memories of Rossville.
April 15, 1915, my grandpa and my dad bought a store in Delia, Kansas, and they traded a farm in Missouri for the store. The store what we run until 1960 in Delia. But in the meantime, we all learned how to run the grocery stores. I run the store in Delia for years, me and my wife. Then on January 1st, 1957, Esther and I bought the IGA store in Rossville, which had been operated by Wiener's since 1945. Esther and I run the store for several years on Main Street of Rossville. In the meantime, we raised three children, which all worked in the store. In the meantime, we bought the Rossville hardware. We changed it over to True Value, which is still today, which is run by my oldest son, John L. Wiener. It's on Main Street of Rossville. In 2000, we bought 10 acres of land on 24 Highway. There, we went and built a new supermarket, in which we're operating today by my family. The store downtown, we call it Midtown Mall, and we have used stuff, dollar stuff, which we run today. We are going to celebrate this coming April of 100 years of the Wieners in the business in this area. We do have a store in Silver Lake. My grandchildren, they are active in the stores, three grandchildren. And my son Bob is the manager of the whole thing, and my son John is in charge of the hardware. We don't know how long. And myself, I was active in the store since 1945. I've been the head man for years. And then this last August, I had water on my lungs. And when they had them operated on, they found I had lung cancer, which I'm now out of doing any work. I do wear a cane, and the kids are all taking care of the stores. There was a Divine Cafe right south of the store on Main Street. They got a call saying it was on fire. And I came down, and of course we sprayed water on the store, broke the windows out on the south side of the store. We ended up buying the lot and making a parking lot for the store. Then another thing too, I might say that in 1945, they built a theater upstairs, the store, which our family ran for years. I came in 57. My dad said, well, there's too many people buying TVs. Business is slow. So in a year or so, they closed the theater up. The last year, I think the businesses of Rossville helped subsidize the theater trying to keep it open. But my dad would say, well, so-and-so is not here at the theater. They must have bought a TV. When I was young, I thought my dad and folks was pretty strict. But look at me today. I think that they wasn't strict as far as beating us or anything, but my dad had seven kids and five of us had grocery stores one time. So what we did is in Delia, when he got old enough to work in the store, we worked there and he trained us. And then when we got good enough, he'd go and buy a store somewhere. We had stores in Oberlin, Sharon Springs, Sunflower, and all over. My brothers and stuff, see. And my brother Clarence had the store here. We bought him in 57. He wanted to get out, and so we bought him, Esther bought him out. And then we all had to run the store in Delia until we learned how. And then my dad put us out, and it's all, we all made money. Never been in welfare, anything like that. Rossville is a good town. We like it. The grocery business itself isn't very good. it's too much expense and too much competition and stuff. The stores around my friends in Valley Falls, Carbondale, they're all selling out. The stores. A lot of regulation, a lot of expenses and stuff. And the people can't really believe, I don't think, what we go through. Always, I've been told that they think the government wants to run out all the small business and run control them all. Well, anyway, we shouldn't make it 100 years anyway. When I was in high school, we always went to the dance at the Bohemian Hall, Czech Hall. Esther's, my wife's dad, was the president of the hall. He would go down on Saturday night when they'd play dances and he'd play cards, and I'd dance with Esther. And then I fooled around and married her. And she's been a 65 years a member of the Czech Hall. And we had several of our wedding anniversaries over at the hall, and it's nice to have. We've had some floods in Rossville, and we live on North Main, and when the last flood we had was pretty big. Water was full of basement, and it was up the running boards on my car in the garage, and it started coming in the house, and I had a rubber mat there on the porch, and I put it up against the door, and it just splashed up against that. In the meantime, Esther's in the house crying that the water is coming in the house. But just about that time, it quit. So other than the basement, we didn't have any water in the house. And I think since then, Watershed got a lot of dams up the highway, which I think is going to take care of the water for Rossville. They've had a little trouble with the government. They call it flood area, and I think it's kind of hard on the people buying a house have to buy a lot of flood insurance. I don't think it's quite equal, but I hope they get it taken care of because it's bad for the town. When you buy a house, you got to buy $300 or $400 of the flood insurance. Your house is way never has been flooded, and it needs to be taken care of. Send that to Washington. We was here when Rossville was celebrating in 1971. They had a capsule in front of the library with stuff locally about happened until then. I do have my picture with a beard and mustache because we were celebrating 100 years. And I have a ad of our grocery store in there, which will be outdated by when the time they open it. And I have my picture in there, dressed in 100-year-old clothes with beard and mustache. And I don't know when they're going to open it, but I would like to see what's in there. I was on the last thing, when they was covering it up, I put my pictures and stuff right on the top. So when you open it, that's me.
Thank you for listening to this Rossville Remembers Oral History podcast. For more information or additional recordings, visit our website at www.rossvillelibrary.org.